The Twilight Zone, 1959, The Fever. Ben, what do you think you're doing? This is a dream. It's a beautiful dream, laughs. Doesn't feel like a dream. Oh no, but it is. I'm not doing this, Or this, no, I'm not doing anything. I'm sound asleep, just like you. Ah, you're not sound asleep. This is not a dream. Well, let's pretend that it is, Ben, we agree. No more sex until we get married, right? Why did we agree to that again? It'd make the wedding night special. It'd be like starting over. Well, let's start over right now. Hi, my name's Ben. What's your name? Ah, oh, Ben, what? We're not doing this. Don't you give Father Brendan your word? Yeah. I had my fingers crossed. Oh. So I'm just wondering how committed you are to all this. What? To all what? To getting married. I am committed. I proposed, didn't I? Yes, you did. Very sweetly, too. Maybe you could throw me a bone once in a while, huh? Yeah, okay. No sex for 6 months, okay? Is this test right? Rare, okay. Don't worry, Samantha. I'll pass with flying colours. Yeah, if I don't explode first. Oh, you won't explode. Oh, yeah. Oh. Hey, hi, oh. How are you? Hey, oh, hi. Excuse me. Oh, hey there. Hi there. Oh, there. Ah, I work here. Okay, I'm a senior photo editor. So if you have any pictures you like to look at, I'll be glad to. Oh, look. Girls laugh. Have you seen a woman out there? Nines, tens? I think I saw a 12. You and Samantha are still not having sex. Is that obvious? I feel your pain, Chief. There's one nasty virus. Good thing you backed up your hard drive for you. What's this? The best sex you're not having? It's an absolute guilt-free virtual sex program. Are you serious? I don't need this. I love my fancy. You two make a very cute couple. This has nothing to do with Samantha. Cindy is the greatest program that Indians ever cooked up. Finindy? The game simulation people. Samantha Watson. Bet she didn't work on this sucker. How did you get a hold of it? Easy. A friend sucker me a beta copy. Really? Yeah. Have you tried this? Hey, I don't kiss and tell. Now what is it? 6 more months until wedding night? Well, it's your decision, Chief. I like it. Oh, what? Hi, Ben. I've been waiting for you. So, differences, every one of us has them. Harmless enough most of the time. On the eve of his marriage, Benjamin Baker has decided to indulge himself. About to get very, very lucky. Oh, is he? We're travelling to another dimension. Dimension not only of sight and sound of mind and mind. Journey to a wondrous land. A boundaries of not only that of imagination. We're entering the great, great taste. So do you. How is this happening? I mean, how does it work? I can draw your diagram, but that might ruin a mystery. So what did you have in mind? Sorry, naughty or something nice? I don't. Look at these curtains. Amazing, they feel like silk. You come to play with the curtains or play with me? Oh, why don't you just lay back and relax and let me drive? Okay, Cindy, I don't know. I can't, if I can do this. It feels too real. Gee, Ben, I'm just a computer program. Yeah, some program, you know. We're going to be married. You are? That's so sweet. Yeah. You're not married yet, are you? No, I'm not. It's because of this practice. Hey, mister, there's a speed limit in this town. Just kidding, music playing. I'll stay like this forever. Most guys just want to bam, bam. Thank you, ma'am. But you're different. You know, guys, you're different. You're sweet, considerate. I mean, you don't get me wrong. You're a real tiger when it counted. Well, you're pretty terrific yourself. You're so sweet. I could really get used to this. Oh, well, haha. It's you. What's the occasion? No occasion? Well, not having sex, Benjamin. That's fine with me. Well, psychology did not work. Going to work. What are you talking about? No. 6 months is nothing. Drop in a bucket. And besides, they said it make for one hell of a wedding night. I love you. Do you? Where this house, you weren't cheap. So be serious. I'm being serious. I mean about loving you, not about the flowers. Only man I ever love. Yeah, hello? Yeah, he's right here. It's you for you. Oh. Hello, Ben. Yes, it's me, Cindy. Cindy? Silly. I've had such a great time today with you. Couldn't stop thinking about you. It's Cindy. Who is this really? I told you, it's me, Cindy. So you finished for me? Just hearing the sound of your voice again gives me butterflies. Oh, no butterflies. Your computer program. Who is it? It's someone from work. Nobody you know. And yes, can wait till morning. We'll discuss it then. Will you promise to come to see me? First thing, oh yeah, sure, fine. Can't wait to see for you to hold me on your arms again. Oh, it was so... Is everything all right? What? Oh, great, yeah. Oh, sometime came up. No, really, nothing really. It's something, but it's nothing. Everything's under control. Must have been a glitch of some sort. What are you doing, Ben? Didn't you make a little promise to me last night? I'm confused. Is this part of the program? Look, all I know is I never felt like this before. I don't know what you're talking about. Talk about chemistry, silly. You know that it's a mysterious attraction between two people, belong together, pheromones, all that good stuff. No, no. You have to be human to have pheromones. Well, I am human enough for you last night, yeah. Oh, well, why didn't you come visit you after work? Perhaps would you hold me for a while ago, yeah. Oh, holding, touching, whatever you want. Telephone rings. Hello, it's I, Sam. No, I worked late. I had a photo layout. Had a fish, yeah. Oh, I'm out of here as soon as we hang up. Okay, I love you too. Bye, size. Ben, I've been waiting so long. Where are you, Ben? It's got your cables off screech. Here. Hey there, mister. Are you forgetting something? Send it, please. Start the elevator. Not until we get a few swings straightened out. Bye, when you're sweet, you're really sweet. Yeah, well, I had a thing about being trapped in small spaces. So now I'm sending an approaching meltdown here. It ain't gonna be pretty. Well, how do you think I feel? Mean, I can't eat, I can't sleep. I never eat. You never sleep. I've been dreaming about you. Look, you said you couldn't sleep. But I just want to be with you. Why don't we be together? We can't be together. Why? Because you're calm. You're Ben. I know you're like me. Yes. You like you. Like you, but I like Samantha. I'm okay with that. But I'm not okay. It was sex, Cindy. That's all. I'm sorry. Meant nothing to you. It was just a fling, a one-night stand. Yeah, well, I don't want to hurt you, but yes, you meant nothing to me. Just a fling, a one-night stand. I was so disappointed in you. Cindy, don't leave me. Cindy, okay. The walls are starting to close in. Okay. Okay, help. Okay, I made a mistake, a big mistake. Okay. I should have come to see you, Cindy. Please. Do anything you want. Forgive me, please. I don't know what I'm saying. Just want to be with you, Ben. It's such a bad thing. No. Ben, I'm waiting. Where are you? I'll be there in a minute. I have to use the men's room. Ben, where are you? Ben, this isn't funny anymore. I know you're out there. What are you trying to kill me? Why couldn't you take the elevator? Is it safe? Now we're safe. It's 25 stories, Ben. Who's that? Hey, how much longer? Don't rush me. I can't believe I'm doing this. It's a crime, a real crime. You want to talk about a crime? How about attempted kidnapping? Everybody got stuck. It happens. Saying you, she's not gonna let me out. Will you stop talking about like how she's real? You're weirding me out. Let me tell you something. You know, she's not real. I know she's not real, but Cindy sees things a little differently. She sees a series of ones and zeros. One zero wrapped in a cutely sodish little body. Would you stop it? Feel guilty as it is. Not as good as I ever feel. If Sam ever finds out. Sam's a software developer. She probably thinks Cindy was pretty damn cool. Don't you get it? We made a vow on our sex until our wedding. That means not eat with each other, but with others. Not with some sex-happy computer program. Your loss. Puss is keen, that's all. Cindy vanishes from your life forever. What do you say, Chief? Terminate her. Wow. Hi, I'm over home. And the office, hi, tough day, yeah? Oh, I didn't bore you with the details. Poor baby, I know how you feel. I'm having trouble with my hard drive. Can't insert all of my files. Want me to check it out? Who's a Kudex in here? A fresh set of eyes. Oh, no mind, yeah, let's see. Terminator, did I actually hear you say Terminator? No, you can't be here. We got rid of you. You tried, but it's hiding in the computer. Net office next door. Having any luck? Oh, look, no. Damn thing, it froze up on me. Why don't we pop some popcorn? Watch a movie. Buy the popcorn. Let's stick a bag in the microwave and see what goes on. Something. Sometimes you can be cute. Why are you trying to hurt me, Ben? I love you. I get it. Yeah, maybe it's time for me to have a little talk. No, don't do that. I'll come to the office. Don't do anything on my account. I want to come see you. We'll talk. Once it's done talking, I'm a tiger. Remember, girl, you're so cute. Yeah. You still are. You stay night? Stay night? Yeah, yeah. Anything you want. Okay, yes, Harry. Hurry. Now, what are you out the door? Ben, I got some. The office cold. There's a fire I have to put out. Gotta go. Hi. What took you so long, huh? Oh? What can I say? Traffic was horrendous. Gonna stop for flowers, but, well, I hope you'd like them. What did you do to me? Well, that's what. Oh, it's a virus. I stopped by at Garrett's. You wrote it for me. But why? I'm sorry, Sydney. Being with you made me realise I should love Samantha. It's romantic, you're so sweet. Well, I guess, but Cindy. Hello, Ben, who are you? Okay, yeah, okay. Did you put the fire out? Yeah. Yeah, it looks that way. I know it's late, but could you stop by the store on the way home? Sure. Even a list of you might need. Kids working fine, by the way. Oh, great. I'll see you soon. No need to hurry. No problem, Sam. What? I love you. Me too. Bye. Bye. Sorry I'm late. I was dealing with my fiancé. Been acting a little strange lately. But didn't know better. I swear he was cheating me. Ben, you can't trust him. Benjamin Baker. Now he escaped his fancy. Well, his fancy explores her own sexual nature. A glimpse of the future, a modern romance of better or worse courtesy, the Twilight Zone.